With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In a rare weekend session on Super Bowl Sunday, no less, Senate leaders have argued in strong terms the USA to Ukraine is crucial to pushing back Vladimir Putin, maintaining America's global standing. Lawmakers voting to move forward with that aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other countries. Officials say a final vote could come by midweek. Winter storm advisory issued for parts of New Mexico.
The heaviest snow is stretching across east central New Mexico in a band that is likely producing some very high snowfall rates, poor visibility, and likely some very poor road conditions.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jennifer Shomakey says the storm is on the move.
There are winter storm warnings in effect throughout the West Texas Panhandle and into central Oklahoma.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House says President Biden telling Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Israel shouldn't go ahead with a military operation in a populated Gaza border town of Rafah without a credible plan to protect civilians. They spoke after Egypt had threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel. Netanyahu was asked where the 1 million Palestinians now where are they supposed to go if that's where the next military assault might be?
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there, but we're working out a detailed plan to do so.
And Netanyahu was asked on ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos to respond to President Biden's comment that Israel's reaction to the Hamas attack in October is sometimes over the top.
I think we've responded in a way that goes after the terrorists and tries to minimize the civilian population in which the terrorists embed themselves.
And this is SRN News. A stern warning from a female boxer.
Kerry Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another legal challenge to South Carolina's heartbeat law. Planned Parenthood says the measure should not apply at 6 weeks of pregnancy because the major components of the heart usually form around 9 weeks. This is just the latest attempt by abortion advocates to weaken the measure, which bars abortion as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected. This is SRN News. Now, a new report is out on the deadly wildfire in Hawaii.
The Maui Police Department has released a preliminary report about its response to the wildfire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina nearly 6 months ago. The report credits the department's officers, other first responders, and community members with extraordinary bravery and resilience. The August 8th wildfire was the deadliest U.S. wildfire in over a century. It killed at least 100 people. The flames were driven by high winds from a hurricane passing far to the south and spread quickly through dry, invasive grasses. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. John Scott reporting.
One of the 18 people killed in the deadliest mass shooting in Maine history is being remembered in art, including some of his very own. An art exhibit this weekend paid tribute to Peyton Brewer Ross, a Navy shipbuilder and father. More details at SRNNews.com.